We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Of course, we got our guest co-host Carlos Miller and Nav Green. And let's get in some front page news. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, DJ Envy and 85 South in the building. Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, Tez.
Let's Carlos get, and Nav.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. The Nuggets won last night, 109-94. They beat the Heat. They lead the series 2-1. And let's jump into it. The debt ceiling deal gives a deadline on student loan repayment. Why don't they just take care of all student loans? Let all the kids just go to college for free.
Yeah, well, that's what the progressives have been asking for and will continue to ask for repeatedly, but they're being ignored, unfortunately. But for more than 3 years, tens of millions of federal student loan debt holders haven't had to think about paying for those student loans. But that is ending very soon. So you guys remember that the debt ceiling deal negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy that they just negotiated about a week or so ago. One of the things that came out of that is now millions of former students will have to repay their loans again in August. Now, as a side note, a partial loan forgiveness, speaking to your point, DJ Envy, is currently waiting for the ruling in the Supreme Court. So we should know something on that by June 30th. But depending on how that goes, you basically need to prepare to pay those student loans again starting on August 29th. So bottom line is the payments are starting to be, you know, they're going to come back. It came from the COVID relief, a lot of COVID relief funds, and people need to start preparing to pay that payment. Again, I've been paying mine all along because I knew it wasn't going to last, but start preparing.
I don't think everybody should pay. Yeah. I think like if they've been waiting this long and they've been stalling them out, we just got to collectively not pay them all together so they'll just keep rolling it over.
Mm. That might work.
Yeah, that affect people's
credit. Ain't got it, they ain't got it.
Look at what we had now. I mean, that's how we got it.
Yeah.
But the problem is that'll affect your credit, though, right? Even though you ain't paying your loan, but then when you try to buy something else, a house or a washer and dryer from Sears.
You can't buy a house anyway now.
Exactly. You don't have enough money to pay the student loan. You can't pay the mortgage.
Right.
They always say that about your credit. They always say you won't be able to buy something you can't afford anyway.
Nobody cares about credit.
If you're not using
it, nobody cares about credit.
Paying anyway.
We black, they won't give us no credit anyway. So
would you say that?
If you're not using your degree, you shouldn't have to pay it anyway.
Like, if you didn't graduate, you shouldn't have to pay.
I did 2 semesters. I been knew I wasn't going to pay.
Hey, that's a good point I ain't never thought about, yo.
What's that?
If you got a degree in something, but you can't get a job, right? You shouldn't. You really shouldn't have to pay. But if you got a degree and you get a job in that field, then you should probably have to pay it back.
And don't duck them.
But that's
people
it.
When
so
they
I'll
call
be sure to pass that on over to the House.
Yeah, I don't think that works like that. I don't think that works like that.
Note, but just because I know we have a lot of those conversations about what do you use a degree for? And I just want to say, when I owned a staffing firm, had 300 employees, a lot of times the degree is not, a lot of people don't get degrees in their field, but employers do look at a degree as more than just what you're specializing in, but more so were you able to complete a large project? You know, were you able to start something and go all the way, you know, to the end, 120 hours or so? So degrees right. are not always necessarily your discipline, meaning what you specialize in, but also looked at, you know, can you start and complete a project? So really college degrees now are looked at as high school diplomas to a lot of employers. But to your point, if you're not using it, why still have to pay, you know, $50,000-$60,000 in student loan debt? But I did want to unpack quickly the Supreme Court ruling so people know the difference. June 30th, again, that is in the Supreme Court. That is where Joe Biden did ask to cancel $20,000 of student loans for about 44 million Americans. So that's held up in the Supreme Court right now. But this, what I'm talking about on the pause, the student debt pause came out of the COVID emergency relief fund. So two totally different things. With a conservative leaning court, I don't anticipate them forgiving those loans. So again, just prepare to start paying that loan again in August.
Well, God bless everybody about to get another bill. You know what I mean?
And I just want to tell people, if you're out there and you're about to get married and your spouse or your husband has a student loan, that automatically connects you.
So what you're saying, are you trying to discourage marriage?
No, I'm just telling people that because a lot of people don't know. And then when you get married and you think you're getting your income tax back and then you don't get your income tax back because the government takes it and puts it towards your student loan, that happens.
Now you got to go stay back with your mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
You married.
So I want to encourage people, get a deferment if you can. I'll break this down a little bit deeper on my podcast this week because there are a couple of things that I do want people to know that we don't have time to get into. But you can get deferments. You can get, you know, say that you're not able to pay. There's ways that you can kind of extend that. And you can always go back to school, Nate, as well, and get another degree.
So, all right. Man, go get a trade, man. Go learn how to do something with your hands. Become HVAC. A mechanic, HVAC, electrician.
Welding,
you know what I'm saying?
Electric.
Yes. Go learn a
cars,
trade, man. That's going to translate into money fast.
As for the settlement. You know when they call him like, you got some money, dude. You be like, look, how much is it to get rid of today? They'll be like, hold on. And they'll put you on hold and they'll come back and they'll be like, look.
We work it down. They break it down.
You owe us $14,000, but if you make a payment for $750 today, we'll just go
and
hold.
Because I've been pushing it off the last couple of days because we've had more important stories. But this is important because it's not a day that goes by that somebody doesn't call in talking about Cash App. I want to give you guys a notice from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They said that do not hold your money in PayPal, Cash App, Venmo for an extended period of time. They said that it could possibly be at risk during a crisis. And what we're looking at now in New York could possibly be a crisis. So the alert is coming.
So now we'll stop coughing. You're right. This is a crisis.
The alert is coming from the Silicon Valley Bank when they just had, you know, all of the issues with the bank. They're saying that money in your Cash App is not insured. So they have issued a warning saying basically don't leave it over sitting there for a long period of time. Now, Cash App has responded saying, no, your money's all good with us. We don't know what they're talking about. So I'm just letting you know.
That
like Consumer Financial Protection Bureau
saying.
Like what
Cash App is saying.
Yeah, they saying you take your money out. So just guys, so that you know, Cash App is not a bank. According to, you know, the Consumer Financial Protection, that money's not insured, you know, so if something happens, you might lose your bread.
Hey,
so.
What that mean, keep money in Cash App? Because I'm always
saying
Cash
App. Some people use like a bank show, everybody don't have, you know, like accounts, so they'll just keep their money in Cash App and get money put in and pay everything from there.
Yeah.
Cash App is
instead of you transfer it to your bank, it stays in your Cash App account.
And you can send it out like, you know,
when you need to.
Yeah, at your leisure.
The problem with Cash App,
especially for those who are not interested in having, you know, money tracked, you know, dope dealers. But you know, everybody don't have their bank
account. You gotta be a knowledge dope dealer to send money through Cash App.
If you're a dope
dealer
with a Cash App, you're going to prison.
Yeah, you going to
jail right now.
Hey, what if they put the 4-3-5
4-3-5
When she said Cash App is not a bank, I heard somebody from Cash App saying, that's cap.
Let's get the major problem with Cash App. A lot of these things, there's no phone number for them. So if there's an issue or problem, you can't even get anybody on the phone. Remember that one time I sent somebody the wrong? I sent somebody else. I think like $7,000. I sent somebody.
I thought you meant to do that.
Cash App.
Yeah, wow. I said you can Cash App
because they were in another city and they were doing work on a house that I had. So I sent them the money, but it was like one number off.
Well, you rich.
That's real.
You wouldn't use PayPal.
No, it was Cash App, I think it was.
He had to.
At least PayPal got a little bit of tracking, but PayPal and Cash App are actually connected to the same organization, which I didn't know. So
wow. So I mean, there is no number. So if you're trying to get your money back or you sent money to the wrong person, it's hard to get it back. I got it back, but it took a long time. I had to scream and shout and get on this radio. That was
$7,000. With $70, I double checked about 8 times. I was like, never mind, you requested from me.
Send the request.
Yeah, send the request.
But it was so long ago. That was before the request. There was no request at that time. It was you just had to, you know, and then somebody had stupid numbers. It was 8324 $692, and I had one number.
Somebody saw them 7,000 coming. Hey, we up.
Somebody requesting 400 from me right now. Envy. Somebody named Lebowski is requesting 400 from me right now.
That me.
He ain't getting it.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Thank you, Tez.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, be working, boy. Envy just sent me 7,000.
I knew listening to the purpose that was going to pay off.
I just won the trivia.
I got all these mixtapes.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic, that's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.